Math topic, integration. Think. How can you find the volume or the rate of change? Integration seems like filling a tank with tap water. Adding up all the little bits of water to the tank gives us the volume of water. Imagine that the flow starts at zero and is increasing at a rate of 2x. The tank is filled with 2 liters at 1 minute, 4 liters at 2 minutes, 6 liters at 3 minutes, and so on. Given the flow rate, we can find the volume of water by adding the volume each minute. In the graph, the volume of water is the area under the function y equals 2x, which is the area of triangle. Since the area of a triangle is equal to its base, x times the height, 2x, divided by 2, the area is x squared, which means the volume of water is increasing by x squared. The integral of the flow rate tells us the volume. Integral 2x dx equals x squared plus c. The opposite is also true. If the volume of water is increasing by x squared, then the flow rate or the slope of the volume can be found to be increasing by 2x. At 2 minutes, the slope of the volume is 4. At 3 minutes, the slope is 6, and so on. The derivative of the volume tells us the flow rate or slope. D over dx, parentheses, x squared plus c, close parentheses, equals 2x.